What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined for this segment by Anthony Bellani, the director of Tobacco Free Western New York, a program of Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. And it pretty much says it right in the name, the mission statement for you guys, right?
Tobacco free is what we talk about every day.
And one of the couple of things that you wanted to discuss, tobacco-free parks. That's the next step? Because already it's pretty much done with for most public buildings, right?
Well, in New York State, all public buildings, as per the Clean Indoor Air Act of 2003, so actually this summer we're celebrating 15 years of clean indoor air in New York State. And not being, I may be a little biased, but I think it's true to say that it's possibly one of the most successful legislations in New York State in quite some time. We did a survey at the 10th anniversary and found that compliance in restaurants and bars, which were among the biggest vocal opposition, back in 2003, was above 95%. Restaurants were 99%. And to be honest, the owners, who also many were opposing, came out in favor and joined us at the 5th and 10th anniversary celebrations of the Clean Indoor Air Act because they saw the benefit. They saw more customers coming in because they enjoyed being in a smoke-free environment. And more than that, they saw their employees who needed to be there on 4- and 6- and 8-hour shifts being in a smoke-free environment where a bartender, you know, who may not smoke, might end up getting sick from all the secondhand smoke in the past. So after clean indoor air, we said, what's next? And that obviously said, well, let's look at the outdoor spaces where people gather, because it's well known, Surgeon General has shown it in many different ways recently, that there is no safe level of secondhand smoke. And people say, well, it's outdoors, so the smoke goes everywhere. Well, the smoke goes to you as well, and studies have shown that even if you're as far as 30 feet away, you might still become in the path of blowing smoke. And the point of going after places like parks is that they're controlled by municipalities, and municipalities have the public good in mind, and more than that, good public health. And a park is a place where people go to be healthy, where they go to consciously do things of a health and recreation-oriented nature. And you'll find more kids there than not. And that's what led us to get policies all over Western New York. In Erie County, there's 42 municipalities, and at this point, just 7 of them don't have a policy. So we've been working at it. But a lot of that was driven by moms and dads who said, you know, I take my kids into parks and I don't want to see teenagers or adults blowing smoke my way or even have my kids see people smoking. And we found that both actions, being victimized by secondhand smoke or even seeing people smoking, has a negative effect on young people. So the more we get tobacco out of places where kids might be trying to do recreational and health activities, the better off we are. And then there's that whole side of it of tobacco waste, tobacco litter. It's the largest source of litter on the planet, believe it or not. And little kids could find themselves picking up butts because they want to touch everything and maybe put it in their mouth. And even worse, animals like birds and others would certainly be curious about what these objects are. and they found them inside the body of these animals. And the cost of cleaning up for a municipality is greatly reduced when they're not going after minuscule cigarette butts that don't decompose because of the plastic in the filters that last forever.
And you mentioned that there are just 7 out of the 42 municipalities in Erie County, which means you're successful in your efforts in 35 of the 42. But also recent gains in places like the city of Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and a couple of the other larger suburban communities.
It's we have an interesting job. As I said, every day we come to work ready to help citizens learn more about our work and lead them to encourage municipalities to get policies. And City of Buffalo, while showing interest, just found the bureaucracy to be in the way of making it happen. And it actually took Council Member Pridgen, who actually lost a lung due to secondhand smoke damage, to show some surprise that he never realized that Buffalo parks weren't smoke-free. So suddenly, after some years of engagement, conversation, education, advocacy, it moved very quickly last year. And we're right now in the midst of working with the Parks Department as they produce the signs that will go up in the parks. And there's believe it or not, 120 pieces of property in Buffalo that they call parkland. There's the obvious Olmsted system that people know of, and some of the larger parks that people play ball in and other things. But there's several pocket parks and green spaces that some people might think are just vacant lots, but they are also designated as parkland in Buffalo. So there's a lot of space to cover, and we're very glad to have added Buffalo to the ranks.
Speaking with Anthony Bellani, the director of Tobacco Free Western New York, which is a program of Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Along with tobacco-free parks, also smoke-free housing is something you're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
And making some inroads there, too.
Actually, very good inroads. And a lot of times, New York State got the tobacco-free effort right, in my opinion, in that they had, like ours, established a local presence for tobacco advocacy in every county in New York State. Rather than being just the New York State Department of Health based in Albany sending memos out about the dangers of tobacco, they pretty much put a group of skilled advocates together covering every county, and these skilled advocates are residents of each region. So we come in the door knowing people. I was hired because of my network of people that I established over the years in my career, as we have hired other people that are known advocates and are good at it. Get local policies at town, village, county level is what starts to lead people to at the highest levels of government to make choices. So as we started to educate landlords and property owners about the viability and legality of establishing smoke-free policies within people's apartments, we started to get policies, and this has been about an 8-year effort. And lo and behold, the Department of Housing and Urban Development stood up and took notice. It wasn't just New York State that was doing smoke-free apartment policies. There were several states that sort of picked it up almost at the same time, a little bit more here, a little bit more there. As the federal government moves, it took several years, but about 2 years ago, they finally issued a memo and said, we're ready. And any municipal housing authority that receives funds from HUD will be smoke-free. And they put an 18-month window period from the announcement, and that is just about up in August. So in August, but the good news is that several housing authorities, including the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority, with 4,900 units and nearly 10,000 residents, went smoke-free last year. Several wanted to get out ahead of it. They wanted to be in place, and then they engaged us to further educate their tenants, which is what we do. We don't come in with you must. We come in with here's the way to do it, but we're also very cognizant of the smoker, not as a villain, but as almost a victim that's caught in the throes of one of the most tough addictions. We've had people call the New York State Smokers Quit Line and tell us it was easier to give up hard drugs than it is to give up tobacco. So we've helped them by guiding them to places where they can bring cessation counseling right into the apartments, into the apartment houses and the community rooms, and guide them to the quit line or their doctor or Medicaid, whatever they could use to get assistance to quit, because we know that people trying to quit on their own might feel good for a few days, but, you know, it's going to come back, and we're happy to have accomplished this. And now we're working with commercial landlords to do the same thing.
Yeah, I noticed there are a couple that actually are on the list now that will provide smoke-free housing.
We have several commercial landlords that we've gathered along the way. We've had a long-standing relationship with Belmont Housing that has all numbers, all types of housing under their portfolio. We worked with the Catholic Diocese to establish all of their senior apartments under the Delta Development moniker, where they put senior apartment buildings up near churches in different parishes to assist their senior Catholic residents. And they saw the light a few years ago. And currently we are working right now with MJ Peterson, one of the largest apartment holders in the region, and Homes and Community Renewals, because their residents are asking them about it. And they know that, and again, Roswell has been one of the leaders in providing the science to prove what we're talking about. We're not just waving flags about this. We're showing everything we do is based in science. And Roswell was the first place that conclusively showed the secondhand smoke traveling through the ventilation from one apartment to another, saying that you don't need to be a smoker in an apartment to be affected by secondhand smoke. That was a big thing. The other thing that landlords appreciate is understanding that, and they see it themselves, that when they have to go in and clean up an apartment of a habitual smoker, they know they're going to be putting three or four more coats of paint on the wall, maybe even stripping and getting rid of carpeting and other things that the smoke has, the sediment from the smoke, which is known as third-hand smoke, settles into these objects, into these walls, into the fabrics. You pretty much have to strip the entire apartment and start over. The cost is 3 to 4 to 5 times more, depending on what you're dealing with.
Well, Anthony, a lot of information there, and very much appreciate the time.
Sure. We love what we do.
Anthony Bellani, he's the director of Tobacco Free Western New York. It's a program of Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.